Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his very blood. This is our story this morning. This is our song. We're praising our Savior all day and all night long. God, we thank you this morning. God, we give you glory this morning, honor and praise. We lift you up above all else and above all others, God. We're leaning and depending on you this morning, God, yet another day. And we're so thankful. We're so grateful that you allowed our lives to roll on, oh God, into this day. We're so thankful, God, that you allowed us, oh God, to see yet another year go by. We're so thankful this morning, God, that you've never left us, God, but you've always kept us, oh God, and you've kept us, oh God, in the safe place of your arms. You kept us, oh God, as the old people used to pray through danger seen, oh God, and dangers unseen. There were things coming at us that didn't touch us, God, but you knew all about it, oh God. And for those things, we say thank you. Thank you this morning for the people of God everywhere, oh God. Thank you, Lord, who are praying, oh God, without ceasing, who are holding on, oh God, to your unchanging hand. Thank you, God. Bless you, God. We adore you, God. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, for you said, if I be lifted up, it's me. God, you said it's you. You will draw all men unto you. And this morning we lift you up, and we pray for souls to be drawn in Jesus' name this morning. We say amen, amen, thank you, Lord. And we say amen, amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship. This morning, we bless the Lord for you. We give God all glory, honor, and praise this morning. And we just want to tell the Lord that we love him this morning. We believe God for who he is. We've had a hard week, a trying week, many of us. Oh my gosh, if you can attest to it, just give God a praise right now. We're thanking him for the hard times as well as the easy times, the good times as well as the bad times. We're thanking him because every time we go through, every time we have to face something, God is on the other side. But the amazing thing is that God is through in it with us. He's coming through it with us. He's bringing us through so we can shine like pure gold. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, God. This morning, we're in the holiday season, and thank you, Lord, we want to let you know while you're decking the halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. While you're decking the halls with boughs of holly and all of that good stuff, while you're decking the halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls, oh my God, for Christ. Thank you, Lord. While you're decking the halls for Christmas this morning, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. Let's look at some scripture passages right now. Isaiah 9:6-7 says this, "For unto us a child is born." We're familiar with the scripture, many of us. "Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called," it says, "Wonderful." It says Counselor. It says the Mighty God. It says the Everlasting Father. It says the Prince of Peace. "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. "Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever." And the word of God says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Amen. It says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Just the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this thing. It says it will bring forth a son unto us. Amen. It says a child will be given unto us. And it says also the zeal of the Lord of hosts. It says the government shall be upon his shoulder. Amen. While you deck the halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. For while we're in these times, while we're going through these times, we have to remember that even in the midst of this season that we're celebrating, this season of the holidays, the season of Christmas, amen, while we're dealing with these things, we're also dealing with this world. We're dealing with government. We're dealing thank you, Lord, elections and this, that, and the other. But this says of the increase of his government, and peace of his government and his peace, his ruling. You see, the government rules of his ruling and the peace that he has set forth. Remember, the peace of God surpasses all understanding. It says, and peace, there shall be no end to Christ's peace. There shall be no end to the peace of he who is coming. Amen. So God's peace rests on us, even in trying times, even in times when we are going through. Oh my God. It says his peace. There shall be no end to his government nor his peace. Amen. This government is going to come to an end one day. But there shall be no end to Christ's rule. There shall be no end to his laws. There shall be no end to what he has set forth for us. Amen. Let's look at Matthew, the first chapter, the 18th through the 25th verses. Thank you, Lord. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, amen, thank you, Lord, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him, thank you, Lord, Emmanuel, which means what? God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home, thank you, Lord, as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen. We wanted to read that in your hearing this morning. Matthew, the first chapter, the 18th through the 25th verses. Amen. This is how the birth of Jesus, it says, the Messiah, came about. So the word is very clear in explaining to us what is going on here. This is why we are in this season that we're in. It says the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about in this manner. Mary, who was a virgin, was pledged to marry. Amen. And then she found herself pregnant by a child from the Holy Spirit. Remember, she was warned, though. Amen. And then Joseph had to be talked to by the angel as well to assure him that she had not done anything outside of the will of God, nor outside of his will. Amen. Now, before Joseph was visited by the angel, he understood, but he was a good man. You see, I can imagine why God chose Joseph as Jesus's earthly father, because he had good conscience. Amen. He had good conscience. Joseph had good conscience. Amen. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. You see, he was following the laws that he was under. Amen. It says he didn't want to expose her public, by public disgrace. Let's look at that 20th verse. But after he had considered this, look at the 20th verse again. After he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, amen, in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus. But let's go back. What is conceived in her, amen, is from the Holy Spirit. What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And we have to understand, when we have an unction, we have a portion, when we are blessed with, when the power has come and the Holy Spirit has come upon us, we have to understand the Holy Spirit is not of our flesh. The Holy Spirit is not of this world. Amen. What had happened to Mary, it came from the what? Holy Spirit. And God had to deal with Joseph in order that he would believe this thing. Amen. So we have to believe the Holy Spirit. We have to believe when God speaks to us. But we also have to know when it is God who is speaking to us. So when Joseph woke up, it says that he did what the angel of the Lord said. He stayed with Mary, and he did not consummate their marriage. He did not go into her until after Christ was born. Amen. So while you're decking the halls for Christmas, think about this. You deck to adorn. Amen. Decking the halls means to adorn. To deck means to dress up. Amen. Joseph was ready to dress up in a manner, in a way, and take care of things privately. You see, sometimes when we dress up things, we want them to be flagrant, and we want them to be so overwhelming. When we are lighting up our homes, and we are lighting up our front porches, and we are seeing the lights of Christmas going on, we're dressing things up. Amen. The world begins to dress up with us. Amen. The world begins to dress up. You see the Christmas trees and the lights. You see the packages in the stores, and you see this and you see that. And all of this is focused on dressing up, decking the halls. Back in the day when this song came about, way back when, they say deck the halls with boughs of holly, you used to take the holly and strew it along the hallways. Dress it up, hang it around. And we're still doing that today. We've added lights now. They didn't have all of the twinkling lights. They would strew the holly around, and they would light candles. Come on. So while you're doing that, what I'm reminding you is, it's okay to put up your Christmas trees. It's okay to put out your angel lights. It's okay to do those things. But while you're decking your halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. Because if you understand Christmas is about Christ, this time of year, and any time of year is about Christ, and we're going to bring you through that, is he didn't just come now. When he came, he stayed. So we celebrate him day after day after day. Amen. When you're decking the halls, you're garnishing, you're trimming. Be patient with me this morning. Amen. You're adorning, you're brightly. You want something to be festive. It's a party. Think about when you have a birthday party. You dress it up. You celebrate. You ready. Some of us say we want to turn up. Amen. Let's turn up for Christ. Amen. Let's turn up our soul seeking and salvation, our searching for Christ. Tis the season, it says. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. It says, tis the season to be jolly. Tis means right now. Right now is the time for you to get your life in order. Tis the season to be jolly. Right now is the time for you to dress up your soul. Right now is to adorn it with the word of God. Amen. To brighten up your life. Amen. To let your light, what it says, so shine that men might see your good works and glorify the Father. It says, tis the season to be jolly. Right now is the time to be happy. Amen. Somebody say have a holly jolly Christmas. I say have a holy and happy, blessed Christmas. Amen. It says, don we now what? Our gay apparel. Don, do you know what that means? To put on. To put on the item of clothing. It says we are wearing our gay apparel. Amen. I say to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. When you don yourself with the armor of God, then you're able, amen, for your, oh my God, your soul to be decked. Back in the day, we used to say, girl, you decked out. Boy, you decked out. Younger people don't know about it. I mean, you dressed up. You looking good. So we want to look good from the inside out. We want our souls to be dressed up. In the name of Jesus, we want our walk to be dressed up. In the name, we want our talk to be dressed up, that men might look upon us, see our good works, and glorify the Lord in heaven. Do you know when we dress our soul up, when we dress our life up, when we don, it says we now, when we don the apparel of the Lord, that we are lifting him up. And he says, if I be lifted up, he says, I will draw all men unto me. You fighting about a family member who's not saved. You're worried about a friend who won't come in. Then you have to live the life before them. Dress it up. Fix it up. Ask God and the Holy Spirit to come in and move some of the stuff out of you so that they're able to see God in you, see God around you, know you in God. And then there it says, you don't have to preach them down. You don't have to drag them in. God says, if I be lifted up in your life, if you dressing and decking your halls and your soul with the word of God, he says, lift me up and I'll draw them in. Come on, somebody. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. How about donning that whole armor of God, putting it on, putting on that mind of the Lord himself? We got to dress up our mind. We got to deck our mind, amen? Don't forget to deck your soul, your mind, the battlefield of salvation, amen? Because that's where the enemy tries to creep in. Deck your mind. Get your mind right. The word of God in Philippians 2, 5 through 8, or just give me that fifth verse, says, let this mind be in you, which was also in who? Christ Jesus. When you get the mind of Christ in you, you deck in your halls with the mind of Christ. Your soul is in line with it. Come on, God. Don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. Oh, my God, your mind has to be made right. Transform us, oh God, by the renewing of our what? Mind. That thing says renewing. That mind means our mind was new at one time. But we said we need to be transformed by the renewing. God, we need you to keep doing it over and over again. Renew my mind daily, God. Oh my God. So I can deck my soul for Christ. Oh my God, that thing goes on, and that little song says, troll the ancient Yuletide carol. I bet many of us have sung this song and not even thought about what it really meant. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Troll means to sing something. That means to sing the old carols, the Christmas carols. You know how the carolers used to go around and go out and sing? It says, troll the ancient Yuletide. I'm telling you to sing of the ancient Lord our God. Sing of the God of hosts. Amen. Sing unto the Lord. Psalms 96 says this. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Troll unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Troll unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. It says, declare his glory among the heathen. I told you, if we lift him up, he said, declare his wonders among all people. Why? For the Lord is great and greatly what? To be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, lowercase G-O-D-S. For all the gods of the nation are idols. These are idols we are serving. Amen. But the Lord God made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his what? Sanctuary. So troll the ancient Yuletide carol. I'm telling you, it says to sing. Sing unto the Lord a new song this morning. Oh my God, why you're singing unto the Lord a new song? Come on in, God. Thank you, Lord. Why you're singing unto the Lord a new song? While you're decking the halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. Don't forget to sing unto the Lord a new song. While you're trolling the ancient Yuletide carol, oh my God, sing, troll unto the Lord a new song. God, there is a new song, a new mercy every morning. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you right here that this season is not just about, you see, we're talking about the birth of Christ this morning. We want you to remember that's how you begin to deck your souls for Christ, is to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And oh my God, that when he came for our redemption. But this season is not just about the birth of Christ. Let's get that clear. This season is also about his death and his resurrection. Without his birth, there is no death. Come on, God. Without his death, there is no redemption for us. Without, oh my God, with no redemption, there was no need for resurrection, oh God. If God didn't want to redeem us, he didn't have to worry about raising Christ up. Come on, God. Oh my God. Without his resurrection, there is no what? Salvation. And without our salvation, there is no return to us. For us to him. There is no return of Christ to receive us. There is no return of a coming together. The word reminds us of this, y'all. Let me give you that again. This season is not about just his birth. It's about his death and resurrection. Without his birth, come on somebody, put it in there for me. There is no death. Without his death, there is no redemption for us. No redemption, no need for the resurrection. Without his resurrection, there is no salvation. There, oh my God, and there is no need for him to return to receive us. But the word reminds us that he is coming, amen? He's coming back. He's been here once, and he's coming again. 1 Thessalonians 4:14-17. I want you to come back and listen to this again. I want you to go back and read these words again. 1 Thessalonians 4:14-17 says this. For if but we believe, thank you, Holy Spirit, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself, don't miss this one, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Oh, my Lord. And it says, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. With them. Who? With Christ and with those, oh, my God, who are already asleep. With Christ, we will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus, we shall always be with the Lord. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says the Lord, our God, oh God, himself, Christ will descend with a shout. He's going to call us up. And it says the dead in Christ going to rise first. And then those of us who are still here, we're going to be caught up with them. Oh my God. So if you're crying about a loved one right now, if you are in heartbreak because they've gone on, if you know that they have died in Christ, oh my God, the word says we shall rejoice for those who have gone on before us. They've already decked their souls for Christ. We've got to continue, amen, during this season and out of this season. This season is always The world recognizes it during the month of December, following Thanksgiving. But we have to recognize that this season of Christ is 365 days a year. Oh my God. This season of Christ is 12 months a year. This season of Christ is 52 weeks a year. This season of Christ, our Lord and Savior, is every single day, every minute, every hour, every second, oh God, of the day through the year, come what may, the season of Jesus Christ remains all day, every day in our lives. Come on, God. So I'm going to remind you, God, the Word of God says in Romans 10 and 9 that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him, who? Jesus, what? From what? The dead? It says you're saved. And if you already done that, you know you're saved. You got to live saved. You got to be saved. You got to act like you belong to God. Don't act like you belong to the world. You need to look like you belong to God. You don't need to look like you belong to the world. You need to live like you belong to God, not live like you belong to the world. Come on. You got to draw nigh to thee. Get closer to God. Amen. Get closer to God. Amen. So in this season, while you're gifting, while you're buying, while you're worrying about you can't be with your family because of COVID-19, worry about this right here. Be with God. Be of God. While you're decking your halls, go ahead. While you're decking your halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Let's remember this right here. Let's remember this right here. Thank you, God. While you deck the halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. He wants us to remember him in season and out of season. Amen. He wants us to pray in season and out of season. Amen. I may not have preached you happy this morning, but I hope I gave you a word that was inspiring. For we pray and we give this word to the Lord, our God. And Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus to touch the people of God everywhere. Touch them as they hear this word, oh God. As they relinquish, oh God, the very things in their lives that are not of you, they give them up, God. And they ask you to move them out, Lord. We ask you, O Father, to touch them, O God, from the crowns of their heads and the soles of their feet, O God, and help them to remember, O God, it's not about how many gifts you get. It's not about whether you get any or not. It's not about spending up your money, O God. It's not about those things, O God, but it's about making sure and very sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock, that we are saved, we are sanctified, and we are Holy Ghost filled. We none know when you, O God, shall call us from earth to reward. We do not know, God, when we shall close our eyes for the last time in this world. But while we are yet alive, we say to God be the glory for the things that he has done. And we do confess with our mouth, and we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ has raised us from the dead. If you're out there, you need to pray that prayer with us. Amen. Amen. Pray the prayer with us. Amen. Romans 10 and 9, if you forget it, you can always go back and read it. And Romans 10 and 9 reminds us, because you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead, the word says you'll be saved. So we pray that with you right now, that you will confess that. Lord, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, oh God, that Jesus Christ, oh God, was raised from the dead, and he died. He was crucified, and he was raised from the dead, God. And I receive my salvation. I receive my salvation. Somebody is receiving their salvation even right now. And we'll continue to pray with you and pray for you. Continue to get into the word of God. That's where you're going to find your strength. That's where you're going to find your know-how. His word is our lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. His word guides us, corrects us, changes us, helps us, fixes us, pushes us up when we're down, amen, and brings us down when we get a little too high for God. His word. His word is our word. His word is our life. His word is our strength. To God be the glory this morning for the things that he has done. We want to say happy holidays to you. Amen. We bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. We bless his holy name. Amen. Some people are offended by the Merry Christmas. Amen. But Merry Christmas this morning. Remember, while you're decking the halls for Christmas, don't forget to deck your souls for Christ. Amen. We're not taking Christ out of anything. We're putting Christ in so that we too can be caught up to meet him one way or the other, whether we're alive when he comes or we're asleep when he comes. We want to be caught up to meet him in the air. Amen. We give God glory. This morning we do take a moment to remember again our dear mother Shirley Harrell. We bless God for her life. We bless God for her soul. We ask you to continue to pray for Elder and myself. Pray for everybody. Amen. As we continue to do what God has called us to do. Amen. Until next week, don't forget, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. God bless. Until then, have a merry, blessed, and safe Christmas.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabelle Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.